The history of succession in the Habsburg family is complex and convoluted. Representatives of this dynasty at the peak of their power occupied the throne in half of the countries in Europe. It is no surprise that this eventually led to a succession crisis, no less dramatic than the plot of Game of Thrones. The largest crisis resulted in the War of Austrian Succession. Long before that, in 1703, two sons of the Holy Roman Emperor Leopold I of Habsburg, Joseph and Charles, secretly signed the Mutual Pact of Succession. This agreement was developed by the emperor himself during the younger son Charles' struggle for the Spanish crown. The main idea was to divide power between the brothers. After the death of their cousin, Charles II the Bewitched, the last of the Spanish Habsburgs, his lands were, according to the Austrian Habsburgs' plan, to pass to them, specifically to the emperor's younger son Charles. Meanwhile, his older brother, by long-standing tradition, would succeed their father in the Holy Roman Empire. To implement this ambitious plan, the Austrian Habsburgs needed to win the War of Spanish Succession. Under the Mutual Pact of Succession, there was a rather complex system that, on the one hand, divided power between Joseph and Charles, while on the other, it aimed to concentrate this power within the Austrian Habsburgs. After Joseph Habsburg, 1, the elder son, his son, 2, was supposed to succeed him. However, if he had no son, the next in line was his younger brother Charles, 3. If Charles had already passed away, his son, 4, would inherit. In the absence of direct male heirs, the eldest daughter of Joseph, Maria Josepha, 5, would become the heir, followed by the younger daughter, Maria Amalia, 6. Charles' daughters, 7, who at that time did not yet exist, could theoretically inherit from their cousins. In the event of Charles, 1, victory in the War of Spanish Succession, the same rules applied. The Spanish throne would pass to Charles' son, 2, followed by the elder brother Joseph, 3, then Joseph's son, 4, and later his daughters, 5 and 6. As with the imperial power, at the very end of the line of succession to the Spanish throne were Charles' as yet unborn daughters. 7. In 1705, Leopold I died. Joseph I Habsburg became the ruler of Austria and the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. Meanwhile, his younger brother Charles continued his struggle for the Spanish throne. Just 6 years later, the new emperor contracted smallpox and died. His only son had died in childhood before the pact was signed, so the crown ultimately passed to Charles. Just 2 years into his reign, Charles VI Habsburg established a new law of succession, the Pragmatic Sanction of 1713. According to this law, in the absence of sons, his daughters would inherit power, not his nieces. At that time, he was already close to acknowledging defeat in the War of Spanish Succession. The Austrian Habsburgs had failed to seize power on the Iberian Peninsula, and the peace treaty was signed in 1714. At the same time, the emperor was still childless. Charles' son was born in 1716 but died before his first birthday. However, he soon had two daughters, the elder of whom was Maria Theresa. The emperor immediately forbade both of his nieces from marrying until they renounced their claims to the throne. They complied with his demands. 5 years later, Maria Josepha and Maria Amalia got married and officially renounced their claims to the Holy Roman Empire's throne. Charles VI began actively negotiating with foreign rulers for international recognition of the Pragmatic Sanction. By the end of his life, only the electorates of Saxony and Bavaria, whose rulers were married to the emperor's nieces, refused to recognize the sanction. Meanwhile, Spain, Prussia, the Netherlands, Great Britain, and France all formally confirmed Maria Theresa's right to succeed to the throne. Thus, after the death of Charles VI Habsburg in 1740, it was Maria Theresa who was to become the ruler of the Habsburg monarchy and the empress of the Holy Roman Empire. Charles was the last male descendant of the Austrian Habsburgs, so Maria Theresa had no direct competitors. However, despite the recent recognition of her succession, Prussia, France, and Spain saw the young empress's ascension as an opportunity to break their promises. The War of Austrian Succession officially began when the forces of Frederick II the Great from the Hohenzollern dynasty, who had just become king of Prussia that same year, invaded the Austrian province of Silesia. This marked the beginning of a series of Silesian wars between Prussia and Austria, which ended with Prussia's ultimate victory and control over Silesia after the conclusion of the Seven Years' War. In the meantime, in 1741, Frederick the Great won the Battle of Mollwitz and occupied Silesia for the first time. This defeat of the Habsburgs accelerated the formation of an anti-Austrian coalition, which included Prussia, France, Spain, and the German electorates of Bavaria and Saxony. Each of these states had its own goals. The French Bourbons aimed to seize the Austrian Netherlands. The Spanish Bourbons, who had triumphed in the War of Spanish Succession earlier in the century, laid claim to Austria's Italian territories. And the electors of Bavaria and Saxony, married to Maria Theresa's cousins, could assert hereditary claims through their wives. On the side of Maria Theresa in the War of Austrian Succession stood Great Britain, which had a long-standing rivalry with France and Spain. Later, the Dutch Republic joined this alliance. In 1741, Bavarian-French forces captured Prague. By the beginning of the following year, Maria Amalia's husband, Charles VII Albert, Elector of Bavaria, was crowned as Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. Maria Amalia herself became Empress Consort. Her older sister, Maria Josepha, the wife of the Polish king and Elector of Saxony, Augustus III, renounced her claim to the throne in favor of her younger sister. Meanwhile, Maria Theresa agreed to a truce with Frederick II at the cost of recognizing the Prussian annexation of Silesia. In response to the actions of the Bavarian French forces and the coronation of Charles VII Albert, the Austrians recaptured Prague and launched further invasions into Bavaria, including the capture of Munich. Most of the territories of the new Holy Roman Emperor were conquered by Austria. Charles VII Albert fled to neutral Frankfurt. However, in 1744, Frederick II violated the peace agreements with Austria and made another attempt to seize its territories. He intervened in Bohemia and captured Prague. The new campaign by the Prussian king forced the Austrian army to retreat from Bavaria to protect its own territories. By the end of the year, Charles VII Albert returned to Munich. In the following year, 1745, Charles VII Albert died. His son, Maximilian III, became the Elector of Bavaria. That same year, the Bavarian French forces were defeated by the Austrians in the decisive Battle of Pfaffenhofen. Almost immediately after this, the Treaty of Füssen was signed, in which the young elector renounced his claims to the Habsburg inheritance and the imperial throne. On September 13, 1745, Maria Theresa was finally crowned Empress at Frankfurt Cathedral, alongside her husband, Francis I Stephen, Duke of Lorraine and Tuscany, who became the emperor from that point on. Maria Theresa became the only woman to be Empress of the Holy Roman Empire by her own right, meaning she inherited this right from her father, rather than acquiring it through marriage to a monarch. However, the Austrian forces also faced setbacks that same year. Prussian King Frederick II defeated them in the Battle of Kesselsdorf. Shortly after this battle, Maria Theresa, now in her imperial status, negotiated the Treaty of Dresden with Prussia. Austria agreed to the annexation of Silesia by Prussia, in return for which Frederick II recognized the election of Maria Theresa and her husband as rulers of the Holy Roman Empire. The war in Central Europe had ended, but it continued in other parts of the continent. The Italian campaign began back in 1741, with France and Spain opposing Austria and attempting to seize Habsburg territories in northern Italy. This military conflict also involved Italian states, the Republic of Genoa and the Kingdom of Sardinia, which initially sided with France and Spain but switched to support Austria by 1742. A notable event in the campaign was the Battle of Velletri in 1744. Austria, initially forced to defend its holdings in northern Italy, intervened in the Kingdom of Naples, ruled by Charles III of Bourbon, the brother of Spanish King Fernando VI and his future heir to the Spanish throne. In this battle, the Austrian forces were defeated by the Franco-Spanish troops, preventing them from capturing Naples. In 1746, Austria, with the help of the British fleet, captured Genoa, an ally of France and Spain. However, by the end of the year, they lost the city due to a revolt by the Genoese. The following year, the Austrians attempted to capture Genoa again, but this time they lacked the support of the British fleet, while the Genoese received reinforcements from the Spanish and French. The second siege of Genoa ended in failure, and the Italian campaign had reached a stalemate, as neither side was able to consolidate their gains. Another campaign was underway in the Austrian Netherlands, where French forces invaded in 1744. They faced opposition not only from the Habsburgs, but also from the Dutch Republic and Great Britain. In 1745, the French, under the command of Maurice of Saxony, achieved victory in the Battle of Fontenoy, after which they captured most of the territories of the Austrian Netherlands, including Ghent and Bruges, as well as the important ports of Ostend and Nieuport. In 1746, the French continued their advance. They captured Antwerp and Brussels, the capital of the Austrian Netherlands, and then began an intervention into the Dutch Republic. The following year, French forces took Bergen-op-Zoom, and the year after that, they captured Maastricht. However, despite all their victories on the battlefield, France faced a significant problem. The country's economic situation deteriorated each year, and the British naval blockade brought the French economy to the brink of collapse. Additionally, in 1748, Britain negotiated with the Russian Empire to send a contingent of 30,000 troops to the Rhine region, which was planned to be used against the French. King Louis XV of France was forced to initiate peace negotiations in Aachen. Alongside the main war in continental Europe, there was a struggle in North America, where Great Britain and France faced off in King George's War. The most notable event of this war was the siege of the French fortress Louisbourg in Nova Scotia by British forces. Under the command of American military leader William Pepperell, with naval support from the fleet of British officer Peter Warren, they managed to capture one of the largest and most expensive European fortifications in North America in 1745. In response, French forces, under the command of General Bertrand-François Mahé de La Bourdonnais, struck at British colonial possessions in India. They captured Fort St. George, which had been the first English fortress in India a century earlier, along with the city of Madras, built around the fort. This city was of great significance to the activities of the British East India Company. In 1748, in the Free City of Aachen, three countries, Great Britain, the Dutch Republic, and France, signed a peace treaty. This took place in October, and by December, Austria and Spain joined the agreement. As a result of the peace in Aachen, Prussia confirmed its possession of Silesia. Austria recognized the independence of the Republic of Genoa. French troops withdrew from the Austrian Netherlands and the border territories of the Dutch Republic. Great Britain returned Louisbourg in North America to France in exchange for Madras in India, and all signatories acknowledged the legitimacy of the Pragmatic Sanction of 1713. The Second Treaty of Aachen ended the War of Austrian Succession, but it did not resolve the conflicts between the main participants. Austria and Prussia continued to compete, while a deep-seated antagonism persisted between England and France, both in Europe and in their colonies. All of this eventually led to the diplomatic revolution of 1756, which dissolved the long-standing alliance between the Austrian monarchy and Great Britain, replacing it with an alliance between the Habsburgs and France. At the same time, Prussia became an ally of Great Britain, while the Dutch Republic, which had maintained good relations with the British Crown for a long time, adopted a more neutral stance. Soon, the Russian Empire joined the Franco-Austrian alliance. The conclusion of the War of Spanish Succession and the subsequent diplomatic revolution defined the alliances and balance of power on the eve of the Seven Years' War, when conflicts flared up with renewed intensity.